The Supreme Court yesterday upheld an Illinois law giving patients in some health maintenance organizations the right to have an outside doctor review their case. The ruling could further complicate efforts in Congress to pass a patient's bill of rights. NPR's Julie Robner reports.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers pressing for a patient's rights bill, including Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, hailed the court's decision upholding Illinois' external review law.
And the Supreme Court, as I understand it, just decided in favor of patients over the HMOs.
But Sarah Rosenbaum, a professor of law and policy at the George Washington University, says the court decided the case so narrowly that it doesn't really clear much up.
We cannot tell from this case whether the 43 other states that have external review statutes are okay. We don't know whether, for example, Ohio's external review law or California's law is legal, because this decision turns on the way in which the Illinois law is structured.
In fact, says Rosenbaum, while the case would seem to take the pressure off of Congress to pass a national patients' rights law, the opposite may in fact be true.
What you can say about this decision is that it is such a pinpoint decision that the only way to assure that all Americans are going to have access to a fair process of external review is for Congress to step in and do something.
Both houses of Congress passed versions of a patient's bill of rights last summer. Both bills would create a national external review process. But negotiations have bogged down over whether patients should be able to sue for damages if they're injured as a result of being denied medical care. Many on both sides of the patients' rights debate thought if the court had struck down Illinois' law, and those like it in 42 other states, it would have forced a break in the impasse. Karen Ignani is president and CEO of the American Association of Health Plans.
If the court had gone the other way, there would have been more of a groundswell in moving forward in the legislative arena than there will be as a result of this decision.
Ignani's group opposes the legislation because of all the new requirements it would put on health plans, but it supports a single federal standard for external review. So Ignani sees the court's decision as a loss.
The Supreme Court has really let patients down with respect to their decision, because it suggests that there should be this patchwork quilt around an important protection.
Some lawmakers think that the business and insurance community's unhappiness with the ruling might help prompt a deal. Rob Andrews is a Democratic congressman from New Jersey.
It's an odd coalition between patient advocates who understand that this decision doesn't go nearly far enough and insurance companies who think it goes too far. But that sometimes those odd coalitions are what lead to a law being passed. I think that may happen here.
But Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Frist is less optimistic about a deal because of the continuing disagreement about lawsuits.
Patient Bill of Rights is stuck because the trial lawyers are insisting to have their way. And the stranglehold of the trial lawyers on the Democratic Party means that they're not going to budge.
It's not clear what it will take to force a deal on a patient's rights bill, which both President Bush and members of Congress say they want. What is clear is that the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday probably won't make it happen. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.